Who gets what? The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Recently, small stamps for doctors Albert Sabin and Jonas Salk, who conquered polio about 50 years ago, were issued without much attention. The box of Sugar Ray Robinson, on the other hand, is getting a commemorative next month with all the hoopla, even though there's no significant anniversary. So we asked the Postal Service's Dave Failer, how come?
With Salk and Sabin, the theory was we didn't want to put them together on a souvenir sheet. We didn't think that that would really work, or a pain where they were both on there together. So the discussion kind of turned to the Distinguished American series. Sugar Ray Robinson wasn't tied to any anniversary or anything like that. It was just the committee had placed him under consideration, eventually rose up to the top and said, yeah, it's time to do a Sugar Ray Robinson stamp. And the thought was to try to have that old-time, you know, fight poster kind of look, and figured that that wouldn't work on in a definitive format, but would look okay in a commemorative format.
And that's Stamp Collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.